So, Mr. Chairman, if you're wanting to do a few more action items real quick.
Sure.
Under proposals, we have Public Waters and also Custer State Park Bison. Visiting with Matt and Al on CSP Bison, that will go very relatively quickly unless you have other questions. Mike could handle Public Waters. And then the rest that we have, Waterfall Rules Review, those are all due in March. We don't have any changes at this time, so I don't know that there's even necessary action to be taken. There are your proposals already. They'll be part of the public notice, public comment period. We've already talked about the West River Spring Turkey and Flathead Catfish. Again, we don't have any changes to those as they're proposed, so they technically don't even need any action. We just have them listed on there to make sure that everybody understands they're in the process. So we could certainly probably wrap up proposals here real quick with Public Waters and CSP Bison and have proposals taken care of, if that works for you.
Yep, that's good.
I think we can do that real quick.
Have to keep in mind that the feed, the radio feed, ends at 5:30, so
Mike has
go for it.
Mike has 2 minutes to do this, and he's cut off.
Ready, go.
No pressure. All right. Good afternoon, Commission members, Secretary Hepler, Mike Lasowski, Regional Wildlife Supervisor out of the Watertown area. I guess my timeline basically says I'm going to be doing both of them at the same time, so we'll get right to that. Draw your attention to page 12 of your commission booklets, and basically be looking at proposals for public waters. Essentially what we have here is a couple cleanup rules that are no longer needed. The first proposal is to eliminate section 2 of 4104.02.22 Edmonds County Public Waters Safety Zones. And that verbiage reads, the waters of Mina Lake fronting the area extending southwest of the south end of the dam located at the southeast side of the lake for 100 yards are a public swimming zone. A public swimming zone is basically just an area you can swim. They don't allow boats. Typically, we maintain buoys, and that's generally what you have. If you look on the back side of page 12, you can actually see a map of where that area is. It is on Mina Lake, of course, and it is 10 miles west of Aberdeen, right on Highway 12 there. It is a fairly popular place to fish. But over time, as far as people swimming there, there's just better places to go. There's been some development out there, and that's essentially why we're looking at recommending removal of that rule. Moving on to the second one there, again, draw your attention back to page 12 of your booklet. On the second one here, we're looking to eliminate section 2 of 4104.02.28, Hamlin County Public Water Safety Zones. And that map for that area is right on the back again of that page 12. The verbiage that we want to go ahead and remove in section 2 is the waters of Lake Norton fronting on that portion of the land known as the Lake Norton Recreation Area beginning at the point of 70 feet southwest of the spillway and extending approximately 275 feet southwesterly from that point are a no-wake zone. Not sure back in the day how this ended up being a no-wake zone intended for a swim area, because we typically don't do business that way. Now, if we're gonna have a swim zone, we're gonna have it be an area where you don't allow boats, no matter what. So just back in the day, for whatever reason, that's kinda what they decided. This area is a little bit unique. It is owned by the school and public lands. Game Fish and Parks has supervisory authority in managing that area. We have entered into an agreement with the city of Lake Norton to help us out with some of that stuff. We have visited with a number of the residents on the lake, also visited with the Lake Norton mayor, and basically the buoys haven't been maintained for years. There's not a lot of people out there utilizing this area, and we'd like to just essentially eliminate that verbiage from rule. So with that, I'll take any questions, and I also ask for a approval.
So do we have a motion to approve the public waters proposal? Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Aye. Public Waters proposal passes enthusiastically.
Thank you.